It's Unsung Heroes Day here on MyFM, and I am now joined by Lori Snyder, volunteer with Sandy Pines Wildlife Center. Now, Lori, can you tell me a bit about how you got started with Sandy Pines?
Well, we've been going to Sandy Pines since it was a little tiny shed in your yard. And I don't even remember where I heard of this. I mean, it had to be 20 some odd years ago or more probably. And I think a squirrel or something had fallen out of a tree and it was abandoned. And I took it to her because somehow I had heard through the grapevine about this woman who looked after, could look after something like that. So we just sort of started going over. And yeah, we went over with the kids. Once we rescued some ducks, there was an accident on the 401 and that somebody had stopped because some ducks were trying to cross the road. We ended up kind of going around scooping up little baby ducks, and we brought those to Sue, and we just kept going more and more. And then she was getting more and more animals, and we sort of were like, you know, is there anything we could do to help?
And what has volunteering been like during the pandemic?
Well, I know that, you know, they can't have the volunteers in to do the feedings the way they could. So this is something that, you know, I can't do. I wish I could, but, you know, that will come again when the pandemic is over. You know, they'll need more people to go in, because when it is squirrel season, my goodness, they're busy. They are so busy because, you know, there's just so many, and the more hands to help out, the better. It goes faster because you get one feed done and it's almost time for the next one. So so I've gone over it different times, and it's just, there's nothing sweeter than feeding a little baby that's grabbing a hold of you. It's just lovely.
Have you come across any big challenges while volunteering?
Gosh, I don't know. They are so accommodating and appreciative, and I haven't really had any issues. You know, they have really appreciated Randy, myself, and my daughter, and, you know, anything we've been able to do for them. And I haven't had, you know, I mean, there's more things now, like I say, there's more regulations. And, you know, they have to follow things, and I totally understand that. So there's things, you know, like the way they look after fawns now is totally different. And they, you know, they don't want people, you know, the people dress up in costumes and stuff. So, you know, which is much better for the animals. And the same, you know, there's only certain ones that can deal with the raccoons, and you have to have your rabies shots. And, you know, there's a lot of things like that. So I guess I can't do the things that I used to do, but it's all for good reasons. So I totally understand.
What's an accomplishment that you are most proud of?
Oh, I guess, like I said, the bear. Oh, my gosh. Because, I mean, it was just so wonderful taking this little tiny bear up there. And because of that, you know, I'm involved now with Bear With Us. And I just think it's such a tremendous organization, because all these little tiny orphan bears are raised by this couple, Mike McIntosh and his wife, Ella. And they have this property just north of Huntsville, and everybody all over the province, I mean, they know to take them there. And, you know, they're always taking baby bears in. And so with Daisy, which is what we called this little baby, you know, we saw her when she was 5 pounds, and then he keeps them. Like, he, you know, again, they minimize the contact, the human contact, which is all for the good of the bear. And, you know, so they stay around for over a year until they're old enough to be released. And then they find a safe spot, which has to be, again, near where they were, and they release them. And so to watch this little baby bear, Daisy, who was 5 pounds, go to this great big beautiful female bear who was released into the wild, just that made me happy and proud. I was just so thrilled.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Lori, and thank you for all the work that you do helping local animals.